Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, you guys, don't miss Kevin Smith's new film, Yoga Hosers, when it comes to movie theaters nationwide for a special premiere event days before its official release. This is your chance to see the film before anyone else, plus catch an exclusive discussion with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith's Yoga Hosers premiere party comes to select movie theaters nationwide for an epic one-night event on August 30th. Tickets available now at fathom.live/Kevin Smith.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. I still feel bad for whoever has to sit right there. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from Zadie's in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a lot of city names where when you say it, they go, which state? But I don't think there's a Nashville anywhere but here, which really makes my job easier. It's Saturday, Great, I always like to know early on who's going to cheer for anything. It's the day of the week, yeah! I'm alive! August 27th, 2016 at 4:20-ish. I'm so excited for everybody who got here early because you have name tags and donuts and you want to be up close because you dodged some really fucking brutal rain out there. And those of you who just arrived in the last half hour, you're all wet, right? Because why would you carry around an umbrella in Nashville? That seems stupid. Even though when it does rain, it's hard. Anyway... I just have to say it, Hard Rain is one of my favorite movies. Christian Slater should have been a bigger movie star. He starred in that, right? Yeah, okay. This guy's going to be my fact checker. Since I'm the only person on stage, he's going to be able to see. I'll touch base with him from time to time. What's your name?
Dan Marsh.
Dan? Okay, Dan. So, yeah. I just trust me that my guests are over here and that they are who I say they are. Because you're not going to see their faces. I think normally when they stand-up show, do they sometimes put it up on this monitor over here? Because he'd be able to see that pretty good, but probably not today. I want to see some name tags, Music City. Oh, I knew that I would. Wow. Not too many in the balcony? You guys planned your day right? Oh, no, there's a couple up there. Some guy tweeted at me today. He has a ball that says "Like Mike" on it, and he's up in the balcony. So he says he could just toss that down if need be. Grudge Matt, I saw you on the internet because someone from the Zany's Twitter feed took a picture of that one. I like it's on a stick like that. You could really, yeah, you can get it up there and you could block lots of other name tags. Cody the Barbarian, you sent me a tweet saying, am I doing this right? And I looked at it and it said Cody the Barbarian. And I was like, yeah, dude, you're doing it right. I don't know what you thought might have been wrong about that. Guardians of the Galaxy, because your name is Reed, person hiding behind that huge poster. Yes. That's a regulation size one sheet right there. And then on the other hand, we have something that looks like it got a little destroyed in the rain. And it's a little artwork on a white piece of paper. It says Diary of a Mac Black Woman. Instead of a mad black woman. And your name is Mac?
Mackenzie.
Okay. What? Oh, that's... Oh, beer spilled on it. It wasn't even the rain. Oh, shit. A hard beer's a-coming. What's this little terrible one? Well, a lot of people have done a lot of good work here, but RC Biscuit, Spider-Man. Oh, and then you drew a picture of Spider-Man sitting on a horse, and then in parentheses, not a dog. But he did put a shithead on the back, which might come back to you in the form of because you used to build your own margarita card. So they might bring you a shit margarita. Keep your hands on this at all times. But keep your hands on it. I think there's a very strong chance this will not be chosen. But you never know, because comedians are wiseacres. Oh, I saw that one on the internet too, Matchstick Den. Den? Who's Den? Den, Dan plus Doug equals Den? Okay, you don't have to describe it further. I'd really like to move you to a better seat. So I don't have to talk to you. They do have the monitor on! I swear, I saw myself up there. Can you see that, Dan? All right, Dan. I'll call you. I'll switch. Oh, you're even in the shot, Dan. I don't know what world Dan plus Doug equals Den, but you could have just put Matchstick Dan. I would have been okay with that. All right. Good job, everybody. Sorry to make you hold them up for so long. Hope your arms are okay. I hope you don't get armhole tunnel. Doug Plugs, Denver, Colorado. I'm coming. Labor Day. Doug Loves Movies taping. I did these out of order. This Thursday, I'm in Seattle. Thursday, September 1st at the Neptune Theater. Yeah, this rain was a nice preview for me. And then it rains more in Portland, though. Did you guys know that? Yeah, barely more, but it does. Denver, Labor Day. at 420 at Comedy Works downtown, and we're back at in LA at the UCB Theater Sunset location on Tuesday, September 6th at 8:30. And it's an exciting one. I think I've booked 5 or 6 guests. Yeah, for reasons you'll find out later. No real reason. Just I started asking people and too many people said yes. DouglasMovies.com for more info about shows coming up in Orlando, San Diego, Houston, Dallas, and more. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Camel Toad, that's a good Twitter handle, tweeted, Donald Trump is my 7th choice for president if I had to choose solely from the cast of Home Alone 2. And I agree. Just off the top of my head, Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern, the bag lady in the park, Tim Curry, Catherine O'Hara, all of those people would be a better president. IMO. This has been Tweet Relief, Lost in New York edition. I forgot to mention the theme of the last time we played Jason and Deb's IMDb game. As listeners, you probably noticed that a theme will emerge with the answers that the guests rarely catch on to. And then when they don't ever catch on to it, then I forget to even mention it. And in the case of the last episode, according to this, everybody that I used in that game are people that who have played played actresses who are actresses who played waitresses in movies and TV shows. So that was everyone's like, we didn't catch that either, Doug. It was in honor of Rob Benedict from Waiting and Still Waiting being a guest, but then I forgot to mention it. And also, anyone who's curious about what Rob gave to the winner, because the winner that night went out to Rob's car and got to select 2 things, and I don't think he's bummed about it, but I think she did a great job, because she got a Pearl Jam CD and a phone charger. I can't imagine anything else better sitting in his car than those 2 things, so she did pretty good. And from the corrections department, that guy in the movie Waiting that I said was dead is not dead. I didn't name him by name. I didn't know his character name. It was just that guy. I think he's dead. All right, let's get my guests out here. Oh, wait, let me go through the prize bag really quick. Because it'd be too hard to do with them out here because there's too much shit. First of all, someone in the audience, where are you at? They're right up front. Your name on Twitter is Darth THX? What? In the middle of what? See how it shortens your name here? I can't see the whole name. Darth X. Foo, F-O-O? Darth X Foo. Okay. And you put a note on this bag. Hey, Doug, you said that I could give you these DVDs for the prize bag. Also, here's a prize bag. And, oh, look, and you did write your full Twitter name over here. I'm an idiot. All right. But then, this is my favorite part. He taped on here the tweet where he asked me if he could bring something for the prize bag. And the tweet where I said, sure, give them to someone who works at the club before the show and ask them to deliver them to me. Thanks. And then it got favorited 1 time, liked. It got 1 like, and that was you, right? You liked it. It wasn't you. Someone else swooped in and liked it. I always assume that when somebody writes to me and the tweet they wrote has 1 like, it's just the person who wrote it. Or my tweets, if my tweet has 1, it's just the person I'm responding to. But someone else in the crowd, Foo brought a lot of cool shit, but someone else in the crowd, which is great because the Foo bag, the nice bag that he brought, is an Empire Strikes Back bag that's very cool looking. And but also someone in the crowd tonight, where are you at, someone in the crowd that brought this? Right there? Sitting right behind Foo? What's your name? Keith? He brought Star Wars soundtrack on vinyl. And clearly, like, it's, you know when you have an album for a long time and you use it a lot, there's this circle on the cover of the album, the outline of the album. And, so this is some real classic shit you brought. Is it all scratched up, the album? So if they have a record player, they can play it? And you don't have one? No, so what do you need this for? It's just sitting around wasting space. All right, and then I'm just going to... You brought a shit ton of DVDs. These are all ones you don't want anymore. You replaced them with Blu-rays. Holy shit. So these are supposed to be good movies? I didn't really look at them that hard to begin with, so I don't. I'm sure there are some good ones, but I'm just going to randomly pick out three of them because there's, what is there, 10 or 15 in here? 12? Oh, okay. Ninja 2 Shadow of a Tear? This is just random, you guys. Paul? That's a fun one. And IP Man 2, Ip Man 2, Legend of the Grandmaster. This is something I should know about, right? I should have known to say Ip. All right, so I got to check that out. But so tons of things in that bag. And then I brought a bag with a ton of shit in it. I hope my guests don't get bored back there and leave. Because one of them's real tough to pin down. I recently had a five-word part on the Jim Gaffigan show. I can't feel my legs, so now you don't even have to watch it. But so they gave me, for being on the show in their second and final season, they gave me a lovely Jim Gaffigan show bag that also has a name tag on it that says my name. You can take that off or leave that on there if you win it. It's up to you. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt is in here. This is my Stony Sunday t-shirt is in here. I would have worn it tomorrow, but I'm flying home tomorrow. This is cool. A Goo Goo cluster. Because one of these is waiting for you if you stay at a certain hotel here in town. Here in Nashville. Hashville. This is fun. A CD, two songs from the film About a Boy. By Badly Drawn Boy. So if you like Badly Drawn Boy, you get two whole songs. One of these is going to be in a prize bag for the next several shows because I got a handful of them at... Wizard World in Chicago, and it's the Phil Bill Volume 1 comic book, and it's all Bill Murray. It's all depictions of Bill Murray from his various movies that you can color in. And the most exciting thing of all that I flew all the way out from LA with is the Gaffigan Show also asked me my shoe size before they sent this to me, and then they sent me a beautiful pair of Tom's shoes that have a Jim Gaffigan Show donut on the toe. Really exclusive, special item here. It's really shitty of me to give it away. But I gave him my shoe size, and these motherfuckers are like, I'm Asian and they're binding my feet. Which I hope they don't do anymore. Does that still happen? But... So hopefully if you're a 9.5, or I shouldn't say if you're a 9.5, if you're a 9 or an 8.5, if you're a Fellini, then these might fit you. Or you can give them to a friend. Do whatever you want with everything in the prize bag. I don't know why I'm telling you how to deal with all this stuff. It's yours, you deal with it. And please help me in welcoming to the stage Jesse Case, Ngaio Bilum, and Mark Wahlberg.
It's such a good vibration.
Was somebody singing? Was one of you singing?
Can you feel it, baby?
Also, it seems just weird that Mark's way over there like that. Seems like he's the host.
It's like a weird dating show. They don't do dating games.
It's
anymore.
A dating show for the new millennium, mixed race, all dudes. Let's find out who's going on a date tonight. And let's meet my guests individually. First time guest on the show, Jesse Case is here, everybody.
Hey, Jesse.
It should be on. Right. Give it another try.
Are you guys getting sound? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I think mine's hotter than yours.
Yours is way
I have a sexier mic than you.
It's a hotter mic.
Yeah, but thank you for being here. Oh, that did that help?
I don't know what's going on.
Are we hearing him through the channels we need him to hear to record him? Seems like he should probably just have a hotter... Just turn him up a little bit, maybe.
I don't know. You guys good? How's everyone doing? You good?
No, you can't... It's a podcast. We got it. We have to hear you through here.
For people outside the...
Yeah, and we're still not... It doesn't seem like he's being amplified. Ooh, we got something running in.
There he goes.
Oh, we got a cordless running in.
All right. I got this.
See what happens with that. We haven't even really tried the other two mics, so I hope
you brought
you have
me
two
a cordless,
cordless
after I unplug this. Now I can use the cord for that. All right, this is great. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that worked out perfect.
Yeah. What's up, man?
You're a Nashville comedy phenom.
Well, I started here and then didn't live here for a long time. Yeah, I'm on the wall somewhere. Some horrible headshot.
Yeah, we all got bad ones up here somewhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, and then, I was out and about for a while, and I've been back for like a year.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Okay.
You listen to the show, you know the drill?
I know the drill. All right, guys. The first thing in the prize bag is my home address I forgot to Sharpie out. That's the first thing. Glow-in-the-dark silly putty. Little mini horses. I got some M&Ms, some googly eyes. What? Okay. I got the This Hour is 22 Minutes box set. It's a Canadian sketch comedy. It's very good. I got a T-shirt. Oh, I got this is cool. It's the shooting script for The Wrestler. If you want to know how all the cinematography works. So everyone's gonna get real bummed out, but I'm fine. I'm fine now. Everything's fine. But the reason I moved back to town is I got ass cancer. It's all right, man. I did treatment at Vandy, and I'm fucking fine. Everything's good now. I'm living. But I'm still gonna die someday. Like, you don't have to. Like, we all are. I just pushed it back a long time. It's fine. But I started a podcast to document the journey of having ass cancer. And I got, I made merch for it. So there's no good cancer ribbon for ass cancer. Because, you know, breast cancer, it's a pink and all that shit on the NFL helmets and everything. So it's brown with chunks of corn.
Like a shit ribbon.
Yeah.
How many of these did you bring?
I brought like four, but I got more in the car if you want.
Wait, these are like refrigerator magnets?
Yeah, you put them on your car, you do whatever you want.
Not my car, it's going on somebody's car.
No, exactly. You have fun with it. Have fun with it.
All right, so they'll need extras so they can have fun with it.
Yeah, have
so
fun with it.
So all of that is from Jesse Case, everybody.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Were you kidding about your address being noticeable?
It's somewhere on there, because they put it in multiple... places. That was a new battery for a laptop, and then
well, Dan gave me a Sharpie. If you want to Sharpie it out, your address.
It's fine, man. They can come over.
Whoever, yeah.
Whatever.
Go by, check in on him, make sure he's not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Very dark. Very dark.
They show up at the house. Your family's like, no, he passed away. He lied.
Yeah, I know. My family's so casual about it. No, he's dead.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
We've gotten used to it. It's been a few days now.
Yeah. You gotta move on.
You gotta move on.
I mean, this was Monday.
They got to.
Everyone's so, like, doesn't
too
know how to react.
Too soon.
Yeah.
They, like, the second you die, they take all the corn ribbons off of their cars.
Exactly. It's a lot of stuff they don't tell you, you know? A lot of stuff. It sucks living at home again.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't need to get into that. It's this, that's not the kind of show I do.
They made a movie about it.
Which one are you thinking of?
Deliverance.
Oh, you weren't.
No, just, I mean, just being back with my folks. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right.
So that's an apt reaction.
Okay.
Let's move on. The joke's failed. I bombed, Doug.
Ungayo Bilam is here!
Hello! Greetings and salutations. How's it going?
22nd appearance on the show.
No shit?
No, I don't know.
Oh. You just a roundabout. That's cool.
Performing
awesome.
All weekend here at Zany's and next weekend as well?
Yes, and I'm headlining this coming Thursday, and I think there's a special code. Ask at the door for the special code for all the cats who came to the show tonight. You can, if you get a deal. I'll
yeah, or see him, see him tonight with Dominique
tonight, and then next week with Ralphie May.
Ralphie May next week.
We're going to do the promos all right now. We'll do them again too, right?
Yeah, we'll do them at the end.
People are stoned, they forget.
Yeah.
I
saw a few people write something down when you said that.
They might
just be ordering a margarita. But
both are good with me.
A shit and corn margarita.
Yeah.
A chardarita.
Here you go.
What do you have for the prize bag, Ungayo?
I didn't know we were supposed to bring like all kind of stuff. I brought
You're not supposed to. I had to tell people bring a thing for the prize bag.
I brought a thing. I brought a download code. It's a sticker, and it's a download code of my latest CD called Weed and Sex.
Yeah.
That you can...
There you go.
And if you don't win, you can buy one from me after the show.
It didn't land
and
in the
also,
box, so you might not get it.
And also, my leftover mini corn dogs.
Oh.
Well,
that is, sauce those are going to go down great. And, yeah, lots of sauce. So
100% beef.
Very generous prize. I thought he was teasing me back in Los Angeles a couple days ago when he said he'd come to Nashville this weekend. Do you want a corn dog, Jesse?
No, thank you.
Okay. Marky Mark is here, everybody.
Yeah. How you guys doing? You doing good?
What up, Nashville? How the fuck you doing?
I've never been a comedian who has a towel on stage, but since I have one, I'm going to use it.
Go for it, Toad.
I don't really do that thing, but I appreciate them supplying
it. You get sweaty
it.
In the presence of Marky Mark?
Well, it's hard not to be excited that he came all the way to Nashville. You going to do anything while you're here?
I think we're just opening up another fucking Wahlburgers.
Oh, that's right.
I just bought Vanderbilt University. I said, level that shit. We're putting
what?
In a Wahlburgers.
That university cures cancer.
Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that.
We cure hunger.
Plus, there's a hotel right near Vanderbilt, called the Marriott that's right there, that one of the floors, it says something about sleep... Not study, but it's some sort of whole floor that's dedicated to sleep.
The study.
Everyone's
of
like,
sleep?
Yeah, Doug, hotels are where you sleep. You fucking idiot. Sleep research. And that's pretty great place to have sleep research in just on the floor of a hotel. But I always thought it was funny that when you get in the elevator, it say sleep research floor.
That's where I did my jacking off alone research. They have that at a Marriott, and it's where they mail you $50. And it's...
Any conclusions? Any data you'd like to share?
No. It's all right.
I wanted to ask Mark Wahlberg this question for a while, since he's been on the show a lot, and I don't think I've asked him this yet.
Unemployed. If you're asking about Donnie, the answer is unemployed.
No, that's not what I was going to ask you about. He seems to come up every time. I want to know what your favorite... You know what? We'll start down on this end, and we'll work our way to you. Let's
okay.
all name our favorite Mark Wahlberg movie.
Done.
All right. So I'll start us off. And don't
just so you know, you could have said just favorite movie, and they still would have been mine, but it doesn't matter.
All right, so... I can name just any movie. I have to go with Citizen Kane. No.
Turned it down.
Wasn't born yet. How about, for me, maybe, you know, right out of the gate, or early out of the gate, Boogie Nights.
Fucking Nights.
Boogie Nights is great. I'd go Departed. Go with The Departed.
The Departed.
Was it The Big Hit?
Yeah, with you like
King
that?
Woodbine? Yeah, I like that movie. I don't care. I'll fight everybody here.
Fucking A, dude. Me too.
Fucking A, dude. That was that shit.
That movie's got a lot of style. It's got a over-the-top Lou Diamond Phillips.
Right. Panties.
Christina Applegate, you know, practicing her comedy chops in a not a full-blown comedy. But yeah, I enjoy that movie. It's a real interesting ride. All right, Mark.
Thank you.
This is fucking tough, dude, because I really like The Invincible because I help people start liking football.
It's funny you call it The Invincible. It's just Invincible.
No, I'm The Invincible.
He's nigh invulnerable.
And then I really like The Italian Job because I made Mini Cooper seem cool. Fucking A, dude. Fighter, I got Melissa Leo a fucking Oscar. What? You know what? Fuck it, dude. I gotta go. The Happening.
Solid. Very solid.
People are still talking about that fucking movie. And I played a fucking math teacher. Did you see that? I was like, what's this number? Who fucking knows? I'm not a cop.
It's really your answer.
No, probably Four Brothers.
Was that the sequel to Three Kings?
Three Kings is pretty fucking good, too. God
like
damn it,
Kings
I'm so great.
Three Kings is very good.
Renaissance Man was fucking awesome.
You're my favorite part of I Heart Huckabees.
I'm my favorite part of everything.
I Heart Marky Mark in I Heart Huckabees.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I don't love the movie. You're
Stop.
The best part
Stop
of the
talking
movie.
About it. Just say it's all good.
When you're on. When you're in it, it's
I'm
all
I'm always
good.
On.
Let's do one more chat about movies before we get
Do you
to
want my
the,
gift or not, dude?
I saw it backstage. We're good.
Okay, cool.
How yeah, many times you, have you heard
what
that?
What did you bring for the bag?
I care about normal people. If you don't know, you guys are normal people. Normos, if you will.
Normo sapiens.
Fuck yeah, dude. Guess who's on the cover of Men's Health? I am, motherfuckers. If you win this goddamn prize bag, you get a copy of the magazine, which I already wrote to you. It says, Dear Blank, you're welcome, Mark Wahlberg. You know what? If you win, I'll fucking fill it in and I'll write whatever the fuck you want.
All right, so should we leave it out then, or leave it somewhere where we
leave
can get
right
to
there,
it?
Dude. And by whatever the fuck you want, I mean I'll write whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. You don't look like Mark Wahlberg eating corn dogs, I'll tell you that right there.
Fuck
those
no,
those
dude.
Two do not go together, Mark nope. Wahlberg and mini corn dogs.
But no.
Mark Wahlberg and a ribbon with shit and corn, apparently. Or...
Nothing wrong with a little yeah. corn in your shit.
So I'm really hoping that the rain is over by the time the show is finished because somebody's walking out of here with a lot of stuff that they don't want to get rained on.
And, especially Mark Wahlberg's magazine cover. Would be the...
Yeah.
No, yeah, that... you better put that under your fucking shirt if you walk out of here and it's raining. And you know what? Then you can say I touched your titties. That goes for guys and girls. I don't fucking hate. You do whatever you want to do.
Always on, but non-binary.
My question to each of you, starting with Jesse, is what is the last motion picture that you saw?
Okay, this morning, I does it have to be like a new movie?
No, it could be anything.
This morning I watched Apollo 13. Because, well, no, you guys don't
realize...
You know
what, let's go with a new movie.
Okay, but it's important because with the Sully movie that's coming out,
right?
Tom Hanks has done a full spats. He's commanded every vessel, fucking spaceship, plane, automobile, train. That's Polar Express. A lot of people miss that one. And then, sea ship. So he spats. He spats it all over. And there's not many people pull off a spat.
You have to go with spaceship and sea ship to get spats to work?
Yeah.
You could just go ship.
Yeah, so he's spatsing. And so I wanted to do a spats marathon before the Sully movie. So I watched
Apollo 13. So you got to watch all of those?
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't seem to be worth the effort to me.
No, huge waste of time.
I dare even say, like, sure, the plane crash will be exciting, and Sully will be, you know, he'll be put on trial, but they'll ask him a lot of questions about why did you have to land in the water, and then you walk out of the movie going, oh, I pretty much knew all of that.
Yeah.
They're like, it's the Sully story you don't know about. I don't want to know the part where they're all mean to him even after he, like, saved everybody.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not going to open with him snorting cocaine and having a shot of whiskey.
Yeah,
like.
Right.
Yeah, this isn't Flight. This is Sully.
They really fucking did
hey,
that?
Hey, Sully!
They really fucking did that to that dude? They, like, fucking harassed him and shit about it?
I think there was a lot of inquiries
because
there's birds out there all the time, and pilots don't have to crash into the river because of it.
If I were him, I would have been like, hey, when you people want to ask me who the fuck died, let me know. And then I would have fucking left.
Sure.
I will give you a list. In triplicate. It might be a good movie, but also
it's going to be directed
by a 100-year-old man who talks to empty chairs. Also,
right? No, it's going to be absolute garbage. That's where Tom Hanks is at. His last three movies, he's like a middle-aged vessel commander.
Yeah, but I thought Captain Phillips was really good, and Tom Hanks is just a treasure.
Are we talking about the dude from The Burbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking love The Burbs.
Yeah.
The dude from The Money Pit.
Well, The Burbs is Mark's favorite movie that he's not in.
No, it's not on Hanks. It's going to be Eastwoody. You know what I mean? It's going to be real Eastwoody.
Well, I mean, at least Sully is approximately the right age for Tom Hanks. He's, you know, in J. Edgar, Leonardo DiCaprio's makeup was so shitty, and Clint Eastwood's just like, looks good to me.
Yeah.
He still got nominated for an Oscar, so what do I know?
Yeah.
But
So Apollo 13, I love that movie. It was great.
Okay.
You know?
I heard backstage there was another movie you saw, and I was like, that'd be perfect to talk about.
That was yesterday.
Okay. What'd you see yesterday?
I saw the South Side with you.
Didn't see shit with me yesterday. Tell me what movie. There's a movie coming out. It's not out yet, called South Side with You.
Yeah.
About Obama and Michelle's
The Michelle Barack date.
Yeah. And?
Saw that. I mean, it's in Swahili.
Wow.
Hey, first of all.
You can take the guy out of
Nashville.
Take
your birther jokes.
Whoa.
Right? Why not Kenyan? Swahili's not even a Kenyan language, dog.
My first thought was, is Swahili what they speak in Nigeria?
I went,
Kenya! Everybody get the bullshit right.
Get the fake.
Keep your lies together,
people. I can't
keep track
of what country he's not actually from. It's hard to remember an incorrect fact.
Get the bullshit conspiracy correct.
That's the important thing.
No, I was doing an ironic birther joke, because fuck all that. It was a great movie.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh, you really liked it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you think it's going to be a big hit?
The trailer looks really cute. I would go
see it. It was great, man.
Do you know how many people's black grandmothers are buying that fucking movie right now? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. They're going to make so much money.
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
You think it's going to be like number one this weekend?
I don't think it'll be number one.
Black people go to movies, you guys. Hi. Hello, everyone. Will Smith. Hello. Pleased to meet you.
But yeah, it was solid. It was solid.
All right.
I want to go see Hidden Figures, speaking of black people in movies. It's about the black women behind the moon landing, right?
Yeah.
Taraji Henson and Janelle Monáe.
Taraji P. Henson was behind the moon landing?
Yes, she was. This is a little known fact.
Cookie helped the plane... The spaceship?
Get your
land
spats
on the
right.
Moon?
She did.
Are you guys talking about Transformers Dark Side of the Moon?
Yes.
Yes.
No, yes. We're talking about Pink Floyd. Ungaya, what was the last movie you saw?
I think the last two movies I watched Lethal Weapon 1 and 2 back to back.
Oh, aren't you fun?
Listen, that could be the best action series, all four Lethal Weapons. Hold together pretty well compared to what other good action series. The Die Hards, there's not
four good ones.
Well, the first Die Hard is
quintessential
better
Christmas
than anything
film.
That ever happened in any Lethal Weapon. But I hear
fair enough.
I hear you. I mean,
but as a you know, as a continuing saga.
Sure, sure.
Right, as a serial.
I don't know. I mean, we had Shane Black on the show, and he was just shaking his head about how they fucking brought in Joe Pesci for 2 and 3, and
how
he kind of ruined those
Ewoks.
Movies.
Joe Pesci's like a human Ewok in that movie. He just shows up.
Yeah, but Ewoks don't talk all the time.
You just
when
can't
they're singing
them.
In the end, you know. All right. So there you go, folks. Watch all the Lethal Weapons, and then send your messages to Ungayo420.
On Twitter.
Yeah, let him know. Mark's thinking really hard about this. Or he's thinking about
Contraband.
Something else.
Contraband.
Was the movie you did a few years ago is the last movie you saw?
No, I feel like that might be my favorite one that I was in. That's up there. That's definitely... Max Payne's fucking great.
No way. Come on.
Fuck you, dude. We slowed shit down, fuckers.
Come on, Max Payne.
Watch it again. It holds up. Last movie I saw... You know what I fucking saw, Doug?
No, that's why I asked.
That's why I'm gonna fucking answer you. I saw a fucking Suicide Squad. No.
Hey, stop, you guys, stop. It was a fine film.
Are you fucking crazy? First of all, I don't like movies where it takes more than one person to win everything.
It's true. Mark Wahlberg only usually like, you or maybe a couple other kings.
Yeah.
A couple other brothers, three
right.
brothers.
And I'll be honest, like, you know, lately...
Usually you have to use two guns.
Oh, fuck, two guns is good, too. That was me and the dude from Glory.
Oh, the guy from Glory was the lead with you in that?
Yeah, the dude.
That's what you call him?
Yeah. I was like, what up, Glory? And he was like, I have a fucking name. I'm like, who cares, dude?
You take the kid out of Boston.
Yeah, fucking A, dude. Southie. Here,
you should make a movie about your first date, Southie Side, with you.
Absolutely.
Hold on, I gotta make a phone call. I'm joking, it's already done. Yeah, no, Suicide Squad was just a mess, dude. Seriously, like, the fucking bad guy starts killing everybody in a subway, and then they take a break for 2 days while they introduce everybody and one guy who can climb things that we had never fucking met before. I'd spoil this for people,
it.
But
I haven't seen it.
It's out. It's already it. Spoiled.
No, I got discouraged by the reviews and encouraged by the fact that I need things to watch on planes.
No.
It will be on planes for 2 months solid in another month or so.
I call that a fucking Donnie experience. It's when I spend 2 hours looking at something going, why are we doing this?
All right, you guys. Now's the part of the show where I say, Bert, turn the show off. Let the games begin! Gentlemen, I do not envy your position right now because there's lots of great name tags in this audience, and you have to choose one and only one name tag to play for. People will yell at you, they'll wave their things at you. But just go physically grab the one that you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for gear, collectibles, houseware, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises? We've got you covered! Loot Crate! That's right, Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than 20 bucks a month. Want to bring your loot to the next level? Get a bigger box! Oh my god, a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. If you're more the type to wear your geeky heart on your sleeve, then Lootware, our monthly wearables and accessible subscription, is what you're looking for. Get ready for September's high-octane theme, speed. This month's Loot Crate has a high-octane assortment of goodies from Batman, CW's The Flash and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds. If you have a style need, you'll love our Speed Lootwear collection, featuring Sonic socks for when you gotta go fast, a Transformers wearable for your world-saving needs, and a winning Mario Kart tee and more. This Lootwear collection is gonna zoom away quick. You only have till the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back. Didn't take too long. Everyone was mostly polite, and you guys all seem to get some good ones. What is this, Jesse? You got the Cody the Barbarian.
Cody the Barbarian.
You tweeted me asking if you were doing it right, and there's no shithead on the back. So you did do it wrong.
Throw that sign back.
You could just jot something down on a napkin or something and pass it up to me. Not the dirty napkin, please. Just goes right for the one he's been putting in his mouth. And this gentleman, Dan, has a Sharpie if you need it. Oh, he's got a ballpoint. Who are you playing for, Ngayo?
I have Aaron because Cool Hand Luke, it says Cool Hand Aaron, whatever, but Cool Hand Luke is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that worked out good for you.
Right.
Where are you guys? Know? Where's Aaron at?
Aaron's
and you're
right
with one other person who made another Paul Newman name tag. What movie was that? Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. They both went old school Paul Newman. I was like, these two are never going to get fucking picked.
I love this movie.
Yeah,
this is one of the best movies ever made.
I didn't say that to them. I didn't want
Dennis
to discourage
Hopper?
Them because you never know what's going to happen.
Right? Young Dennis Hopper is in it.
Yeah, sure. No, it's a classic.
Come on. It's a Jesus allegorical tale. Watch it again.
All right. Is there a good shithead on the back?
There's a shithead
on
the back.
Don't read out loud.
It says do not read out loud.
Yeah. Smart.
Because I was almost like, I think the shithead is...
Mark?
Me.
What's up, Doc?
Well, what's your name tag there? Whoa.
It's one of those rare name tags where the person really put time into it and it still sucks. In fact, I'm pretty sure they stole this from a 7-year-old who was asked, what movie did your grandparents make you watch?
Honey, we need a name tag. Well, what's on the fridge? Just grab something off of the fridge and take it down there. It's for the movie Swiss Family Robinson.
Is that a zebra or a tiger? It's like a weird zebra.
Well, here's the thing. That's not even correct because it was a donkey and an ostrich and it was Hans and Franz. They did not let the girl go into the race.
Wow.
That's not fucking canon, okay?
I didn't know Mark was so deep.
That's one of the reasons I picked it. I love that fucking
old-ass Disney movie.
Robert Louis Stevenson?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The fucking Disney movie with that little kid, like, kidnapping all of those animals, making his own little fucking zoo, and then they use those animals to kill pirates was fucking great. You know how many coconut bombs I tried to make growing up? And it says, the Swiss Family Robins. So I guess their name is Swiss. Is your first name fucking plural?
The Robins? Robbins is your last name? Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Well done knowing your own last name.
Is there a shithead on the back? I meant on the name tag. Is there a shithead on the back?
No, we couldn't even fucking get that.
All right.
Swiss, what grade did you get on this? What's up? Are you? Is that your husband you're with right there? Oh, fuck
you
that.
Really
Any
did.
Single girls bring a sign.
Was that really made by your 8-year-old? Oh, well then, take back everything bad you said about it.
Fuck that. This kid sucks.
I mean, that looked...
Right, stop lying to your children.
I think that clearly looks like the work of a 9-year-old. I think that 8-year-old's a really working head of the game.
My favorite part about this sign is picturing that kid crying while mom explains why we're crossing out the O and N and ruining their fucking poster. But I made it. I don't fucking care. I got a chance to fuck Mark Wahlberg tonight, and Daddy said it's okay. Don't get mad, dude. I'll fuck you, too. I'm just joking.
Always on.
I'm just joking.
I would like to hold the camera. There doesn't have to be film in it. I just like to be the guy.
No, I really do love this. I love this movie, and I thought it was a cool sign, so I picked it out, dude.
Well, I wish we had time to play these games, because I want that 8-year-old to win all these prizes.
8-year-olds love corn dogs.
There's probably some good stuff for an 8-year-old in there. Yeah, the corn ribbon.
Absolutely.
Have fun explaining that to an 8-year-old. Well, there's ass cancer, and... All right, you guys ready to play?
Let's do it, buddy.
All right. The first game we're going to play is Purple Rain Man. Some people love it. I'll give you...
Were we all supposed to dress like the category?
It is raining, man.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, leave Mr. Glass alone. See, I said backstage that would get a good laugh from some people, and a lot of people would be like, Mr. Glass? Sam Jackson in Unbreakable wore that same suit.
You got the idea for me.
What's that?
Nothing.
Purple Rain Man is a game where I've made a mashup movie title. In fact, someone on Twitter, I think, suggested this one. And I'll give you the third build people in this movie title mashup, then the second build, then the first. And you can guess as often as you want. First person to say the full correct title wins. And Jesse, you don't have to hold this.
Okay, yeah, I don't.
Is that a nice breeze that just shot up your...
Yeah.
Shot up your jeans?
Lovely.
All right. Ready? Okay. Third build in this movie mashup title.
So the title's going to be a mashup title.
Exactly. And these two people are in it, but they're in two sides of the title.
So it's two movies.
Two different movies. One Today's mashup Saturday. Title. Glenn Close and Michael Berryman. You'll probably need to hear more. No guesses? Okay. No audience guesses, please. Gary Oldman and Ellen Burstyn. Could just be somebody ordering a drink, and I thought they were trying to tell us.
Shit.
I'd like a Jack and Coke. Shut up! No more guesses? And no guesses? All right. And the top billed people, this should tip it. I hope it does. We got Glenn Close and Michael Berryman, Gary Oldman and Ellen Burstyn.
Pain and Gain is pretty good, too.
That is solid. That was solid.
The Rock was hilarious in that.
Don't you fucking come at me with The Rock.
You guys seem to have a certain bond.
No, we don't.
Well, that makes you a good actor then, because I couldn't tell.
Fucking A right, dude.
Harrison Ford and Jack Nicholson.
What the...
So Glenn Close, Gary Oldman, and Harrison Ford are in the first part of the title. And Michael Berryman, Ellen Burstyn, and Jack Nicholson...
I'm just trying to figure out how to mash them together.
...are the second part of the title. Well, then you're not have the right titles.
Okay.
If you're trying to figure out how they mash together, because it's real simple and obvious once you have the two right titles. Can anyone name a movie, not audience, just the guys on stage, a movie that stars Glenn Close, Gary Oldman, and Harrison Ford?
That's Air Force One.
And Jack Nicholson, what movie did he star in that began with the word one?
Air Force One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
I'm trying to give you guys a point, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll take it.
No, that's, yeah.
What did you initially think didn't mash up right?
I had
the wrong movie.
I was doing, like, Cuckoo Force. Like, I'm an idiot, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a moron. So I was doing, you know.
Cuckoo Force.
I don't know what they speak in Kenya. I'm a fucking dick. All right? I'm a dick. And I didn't Cuckoo Force.
Sounds like a good Nashville band.
Yeah.
All right, well, better luck in the next game, Jesse.
Thanks, buddy.
and Mark gets to start us off in this round of a game I really enjoy playing called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline to you and you alone, Mark Wahlberg, and if you can name the movie that it's the tagline for, you get a point, and if you can't, it moves over to Ngayo and then to Jesse. So let's do this first one. What movie had on its poster or in advertisements, Hell Hath No Pizza?
Hell Hath No Pizza.
Hell Hath No Pizza.
Hell Hath No Pizza.
Yeah, I know you're an excellent actor and you have your own interpretation.
Hell Hath No Pizza?
There's no question mark in the title.
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky? No.
Fuck.
Ungayo?
What's my boyfriend's a zombie? No, I don't fucking know.
That's a long, weird title, but incorrect.
It's the director's cut.
Yeah. My boyfriend's a zombie? I don't fucking know.
That's a very good impression of me, too. It's very authentic.
Though I was saying how they say it in the movie. That doesn't exist.
Hell Hath No Pizza?
Yeah. Jesse?
Well, I clearly don't know, but that's the worst tagline ever. It's Hell Hath No Pizza Like a Woman Scorned. That's what they're trying to do, and it
hell
makes
hath
no fucking
no
sense.
Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned.
Yeah, Hell Hath No Pizza.
They changed
like
it to pizza, because
women have pizza if they're mad. I don't fucking get it. I don't know what the marketing team's doing here. I don't know.
Seems like if there's fire everywhere, if somebody has some dough, there's probably going to be plenty of pizza.
First of all, yeah.
In hell. So no guess?
No.
Okay. That was the tagline for Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Wow.
Where they went to hell and they're teenagers, so they would want pizza.
They play chess with death. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
they cheat. Didn't they cheat death?
I think
they moved all the way to Twister.
For Twister, and then they cheated death, which I always thought was a very funny. They never
and
played, then he played up that point that
started
they actually
playing
cheated death to win.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true. I just thought it was humorous. I don't have a joke about it.
That was a great movie, man.
Well, next great's a strong word.
Next
no,
round.
It was great. It was a great film.
Hey, we don't have to discuss each one of these, by the way.
I think we do.
I'm super ready to move on. I wasn't kidding when I said we were out of time for games. I've got a lot of games planned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we don't have a lot of time for post-round banter. Mark.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fucking great,
doing
dude.
Good?
We're up against my next fucking workout, so let's go through this.
What movie had the tagline, time flies when you're having fun?
Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're having fun.
If you say it three times, I think we are now.
Candyman appears.
You know what? Fuck it. The Fountain.
Ungayo.
Time Bandits?
No. Every once in a while, a word in the title will be in the tagline, but it's pretty rare. They're usually more clever than that.
I'm on better drugs than you.
Oh, sure, sure.
We're time flies when you're having fun, Jesse.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Fucking Airplane?
This
no,
one?
No.
This one's so, it's so fun how obvious this one is.
Is it United 93?
No.
United 93.
And I didn't say that was appropriate.
And this is... And this is a movie that's already out, so it's not Sully.
It's not We Bought a Zoo?
No, Time Flies When You're Having Fun was the tagline for the original Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No!
You fucking double tapped us like that? You son of a bitch.
Dude, we got double tapped.
If I did them in the other order, you might have figured out Hell Hath No Pizza, so I was so clever. Let's start with Mark again.
Let's do it.
And keep in mind, Mark, the thing I said about how the word that's in the thing is usually not in the movie title.
Okay. It's definitely
this is an important clue for you. What movie had the tagline, impenetrable, invincible, in trouble?
Shit. Impenetrable, invincible.
Sounds like a movie about a
virgin in a prison. Scare.
What? Mark gets to talk.
Oh, sorry.
So it's definitely not invincible.
I didn't say that.
Well, because you said it's probably not in it.
Probably and definitely are two different words.
Fuck. Fuck it. The Invincibles.
Incorrect. Ungayo.
God damn it.
Invincible, invisible, in trouble.
Improbable.
Impenetrable,
impenetrable,
in trouble.
It's like, it's called the key of the chastity belt. Invincible, impenetrable, in trouble.
Perfect Storm is pretty fucking good, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's what we're in. No one knows the fucking answer. It's a perfect storm of not anybody not knowing shit.
That was
you
my
give
own,
up?
My
I
beer.
Give up.
Give up. Jesse?
Running Man.
No. That was a tagline. Impenetrable, invincible, in trouble. Air Force One.
God damn it.
Wow. He's just like, you're coming full circle on us.
All over the place.
Yeah. He's very in the same spot. You should give us a list of the movies you watched the week before so we have like a scouting sheet.
Are you ready, Mark?
Yep.
If he's crazy, what does that make you? Question mark.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have a collection of obscure posters?
If he's crazy, like, yeah, I just B-sides. Look around at my walls. No, IMDb very, very nicely puts all the taglines for all the movies right there on the movies page. If he's crazy, what does that make you?
Steve Jobs.
Ungayo?
God
about,
damn it.
What about Bob?
That's not a bad one. But no. Jesse?
That obviously it's Cuckoo Force. No, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is correct.
Way to use context clues. That was nice.
All right, let's do one more just for fun. We'll call Jesse the winner of that game, but I have one more here. No one's going to get this, is my point.
Okay.
Maybe you will. If someone gets this, they win this game. Jesse, you just screwed yourself.
Okay.
In a hotel room. And then you did the research.
Next to the masturbation and research, sleep research, the Fap and Nap Center. Brought to you.
We still start with Mark.
Fapsters and Johnson.
Mark?
Yeah?
It's a new lotion.
Black is the new big.
I've been saying that for years.
Black is the new big.
I just lobbed that one out there for you, Ngayo.
Black is the new big.
The Green Mile.
How Dunkin' Donuts dare you? Ngayo?
Black is the new big?
Mm-hmm. No question mark on this one. Black is the new big?
Use it in a sentence. What's the, I don't know, Putney Swope.
Black is the new big. Jesse?
Black is the new big. Is that the Biggie Smalls movie?
No.
That shit?
You mean Notorious?
It would still be inappropriate. Yes.
No, it would be inappropriate, but I don't fucking, I mean, who says half pizza scorn? But I don't... You know what I mean?
It's just,
you know what I'm saying,
it's just marketers desperately trying to come up with something and that most people ignore anyway.
Did Super Jaime have a tagline?
Yeah. It was something about the how long I smoked for, like 30 days, 24 hours, 7 days a week, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't particularly clever, but the picture of me with a shit ton of joints in my mouth sold it.
We don't have a lot of time for banter, Doug.
Yeah,
we don't have banter
can't
time.
Talk about
no banter
every...
time.
I brought it up. You're
no
right.
No banter.
I did bring it up.
It's your show.
Yeah. Black is the New Big is a movie starring Jack Black, in which he is a giant with a bunch of Lilliputians running around called Gulliver's Travels. From 2010. Somebody on Twitter suggested I do that one. I was like, that's something no one will get.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, they're just playing on the original Dancing is the New Big, and no one got it at the time. It was like very... Fucking Doug's on board with me, you guys.
Well, you know, eventually Orange is the New Black came along to kind of reinvigorate that expression, but the Something is the New Black has been an expression for a long time,
sure.
Since before 2010, obviously. All right. Do we have time for... Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, why not?
We have time for two games, so we gotta move along. We should come up with a safe word that I'll say whenever I need us to move along, and that's, I got it, shut the fuck up.
It's hard to say through a ball gag, Doug. you want something a little more concise.
All right.
It's all about the look.
Also,
guys,
for the
anyway.
Listener at home, that means we're probably not doing any lines. Shut the fuck up, it's free. Unless you're here, which you paid money, you got to see me. Don't complain.
Let's play Last Man Stanton.
All right.
No lifelines, though. You guys have to just gotta dig in and win this thing. I'm gonna get the name of an actor or actress from the audience, a person that I've chosen in advance, had several people offer up that they have the best, most perfect Last Man Stanton name. We're gonna get that name, and we're gonna take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. We'll start with Jesse and then go to Ngayo, Mark, and me, because I like to play along on this
one.
Don't
be Mark Wahlberg.
Where is Girly 97? Yay!
Hey!
Right up front. Usually they're up front when they say they've got a good name. It's because you're psyched about it, all of it. And you mentioned in your Twitter that you drove all the way from Detroit.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Perfect place to drive from because that's where the cars are made. But how long does that take?
8 hours.
Do you wear a diaper? You just stopped. Okay, I mean, you know.
Also, for the record, you did not drive here from Detroit. You escaped Detroit to be here.
We fled Detroit.
All right, well, while you're here, enjoy the water and have a good time. And, it's not funny, you guys.
It's falling from the sky. Systemic racism is
hilarious. Don't get so cocky about your water. It could happen anywhere. Nashville is so water cocky.
Is that what happens when you do a lot of coke, you get the water cock?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, so Girly 97, you get a pick. You drove 8 hours. You deserve it. Who should we play today?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, I like it. Oh, I like that a lot. We'll get this over with nice and quick. All right, so we start with
Jason
you, Jesse.
Bateman. Wait,
name
he's
any.
What's the guy from the TV show?
You can't.
I'm just making sure because I get
out.
Him confused.
No, you
with
don't get to make sure, motherfucker. You ride or die on this shit.
Since all of you get to hear me say it, I think it's not an unfair thing to say that he was in the TV show Arrested Development.
That's the one. Okay,
no, Silver
sure.
Spoon.
Because there's another white guy who looks a lot like him.
Jerry
O'Connell.
We got to be fair to the one racist panelist we have up here today.
The one
that walks
the
around
one.
All the time yeah, going, the "All one. White yeah, the people one. Look alike."
The one.
The one.
The guy who's doing a Purple Rain cosplay.
Dude, your whole life is a cosplay.
Fucking A, it is. And I get paid millions of dollars to do it.
They're going to open up Paisley Park and you can tour it. I'm not kidding.
I just heard. I thought you were talking about me, like I was going to be a tour guide. Because
no. Well, that's another. Like, if you don't do well today, maybe you could.
Also, we keep making jokes about clothes for the listener at home. Ngayo, you look like you poached Barney.
Fair enough. I'm really more like the Black Willy Wonka, or I teach magical plants at Potworts.
I fucking love that suit.
It's a
too.
Nice suit.
It is nice.
All right, so we'll start with Jesse.
Horrible.
You guys are doing a great job at cutting down on the chit-chat.
Right?
You're really nailing it.
We're stalling as we think of Jerry O'Connell.
No, I don't think
boots.
You all are. I think it's just
Jerry
you.
O'Connell, fuck yeah, let's do this.
All right, Jesse, name any movie that's got Jason Bateman in it.
Horrible Bosses.
Uh-huh. Ngayo.
Identity Thief.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible Bosses, too.
Nice work, Mark.
Fucking A.
Oh, fuck, I got recently confused one movie he did with another movie he did, and I even had to go to the corrections department about it, and so I'm not going to make that mistake right now. I'll do something else. I'm going to go with Zootopia.
Fucking A.
The Spelling Bee?
Oh, that was great.
Incorrect. Ngayo?
Really? Really?
Yeah, Ngayo.
Wrong name?
Yep, Ngayo.
It's the movie he was in with the guy.
Mark.
Maybe that was the full title, Doug.
Hitch!
National Lampoon's the movie he was in with that guy.
No, that's incorrect. And
you helped
me and Mark, so that's good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Bad Words.
Bad Words.
That's the one.
Is what you meant instead of Spelling Bee. Right, and Hancock is what Ngayo meant.
God damn it!
I hate to point out to you, Hancock starred a black man.
I know! I didn't want to give it away. I didn't want to be all like Will Smith, Charlize Theron, and then everybody else will get the idea of Hancock. I knew you knew.
All right, Mark.
You should have backed me up, dog. You can't help a brother out in Nashville.
Mark.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Extract.
Ooh, good one.
Extract. Oh, yeah. I got to go Mr. Majorium's Wonder Emporium. I have to.
The yet-to-be-released Arrested Development movie. I'm tapped.
Are you really tapped?
Yeah.
What was the body switch thing with Ryan Reynolds? Was that The Switch?
Change up.
And what was the thing with Jennifer Aniston with The Switch? God damn it. All right, Mark wins that game. Good job, you guys.
Yay.
Fucking right, Swiss. Yeah, you got it, Swiss.
And we missed some. Let's hear what we missed.
No, all two. At once.
Paul. The Gift.
The Breakup. Dodgeball.
The Breakup. Juno, Smoking Aces.
Holy shit.
Wow.
You guys feel dumb now?
We said Zootopia.
Somebody just said
the yet-to-be-released Arrested Development movie.
Juno. We got Teen Wolf 2. I've said all these.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Extract, we said already.
This is where I leave you.
Stop repeating.
Deep Throat.
We've said every Jason Bateman movie.
Behind the Green Door.
Mr. Roughness.
Oh,
Zootopia. Zootopia. Right. I heard Zootopia.
Willy Wonka.
Stop it. Stop. He's not. No, he's
Sounder.
Not.
You haven't said the safe word, Doug.
I think he was in a
Shut the
yellow.
Fuck up. Shh. You drive 8 hours, you get one Amy Adams.
He's giving you one.
That's my... All right, let's try to see if we can squeeze in. We got about 20 minutes left, and I want to desperately play a game that I love to play called Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
I'm listening.
No, I know, but I just when donuts get opened, other things happen to them besides...
Yeah, people get fat.
I was just going to eat one.
Well, take one out.
I have the munchies.
Take one out and enjoy it. Your hands are going to get super sticky. So you might want to get one of his napkins.
It's not a glazed.
There's even unglazed Dokens just fuck up your hands. Yeah, and put those right there. Great job. Another well worth the time.
You stopped.
You're right. I should have just been like, this is radio, and I could just keep talking. And the audience here will know that Ngayo grabbed a donut.
Date night. That was pretty good in fucking Dayton.
Yeah, dude.
Let's play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. For those people over there. That was a this side of the room response. And basically how this works is everybody that has been in some movies and TV shows has an IMDb page. And on the top of that page, with a weird metric, including now people can even pick their own, it has a top four, best known for, top four on the IMDb page. And I'm going to list somebody's first credit in their top four. And you guys buzz in with your own name, Jesse Ungayo Mark, and then you can guess. But the thing is, if you jump in early and guess after just one title, because there's lots of people in that one title probably, unless it's Moon with Sam Rockwell.
Kevin Spacey, right?
He's a voice, right? But if you buzz in and you get it wrong, then you get negative 1 point. But if you get it right, or if you get it right on the second title or the third, if there's remaining titles in the four, you and you alone get to guess what credits would be in that top four and get bonus points for each one you get correct.
Cool.
All right.
Sure.
You played this before, Mark? Have you played this, Mark?
Yep, and I fucking crushed.
I know, but this time it's not you every time. I'm not going to use your name.
Just for the record, so it is me all the time.
Okay. Glad we got that on the record. Here's your first.
Wall day, air day.
What'd you fucking say to me?
You heard what I said.
You know what? I'm going to give you one, Jesse. I'm giving you one.
I'll take one.
You give him one.
It wasn't a bad thing you said.
No,
it's fine. All right. Here we go.
I just can't back down.
People are leaving. Guy's like, I'm going to beat the rain. I heard it stopped. All right. When you guys were sitting here before the show started, could you hear it on the roof? Okay, so it's definitely stopped. All right. Jump in when you know it, guys. The first movie in this person's top four, Goodfellas. Goodfellas.
Shh.
What happened? Why are you yelling out something? Can it stop, please? Thanks.
Hold on. Punch yourself.
Right in the crotch.
Mark.
You're going to jump in and guess, Mark?
On one?
On one title?
Yeah.
Okay, who do you think is in Goodfellas that I chose?
Joe Pesci.
Incorrect. Yeah, Mark has got negative 1 point.
I'm just trying to make it fair.
Dig yourself a hole and get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ngayo and Jesse are the only ones up for the rest of this one. The second title in this person's top four is The Godfather Part Two. Say your own name to buzz in. If you can think of an actor or actress that was in Goodfellas and Godfather Part Two. I heard a Jesse.
For the listener at home, I know it.
You pretty much told those people that are here as well.
They knew.
You're always making the same face. What's your guess, Jesse?
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say my name.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. Shut the fuck up. No, I didn't. No. And say, you just heard it. It was the rain, man.
You really changed your mind? You can't think of a person that was in Goodfellas and The Godfather Part 2?
They're all in the same 10 movies, dude.
Okay, so name one of them.
Like De Niro, right?
What's his full name?
Robert? Robert De Niro, Bobby D.
Bobby D is correct.
Yeah. All right. Sure, why not?
There might be other people that are in both, but he's
Paul
definitely
Sorvino.
The one that springs to mind.
Was Paul Sorvino in The Goodfellas, too?
He's in Goodfellas, but he's not in Godfather Part 2, okay, I don't think. Anyway, that's no side games. You get two more guesses for two more points, Jesse.
Okay, on De Niro. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go in order?
Just name any two De Niro movies. If they're in the two that I have here, then he gets points for each.
I don't mean to banter, but is this by box office? Is that how they do the IMDb?
It's a crazy metric that includes a lot of different things, including the person themselves will now be able to choose their top four.
All right.
As all of which I said before we started the game.
I understand. All right.
It's always worth repeating, though.
Okay.
This guy just got back from the bathroom. The metric on IMDb...
All right, so Raging Bull and Meet the Parents 2, or Meet the Parents 2, Meet the Fockers.
I don't know why you did that to yourself. It's Meet the Parents, just straight up the first one, and Casino.
I don't
know. Wow, more than Raging Bull?
All right. You see, it's an algorithm, and the... So you don't really know the...
Various things
going on. So you might as well
it.
Just... What yeah. does... With the fucking...
But those were all probably some of his bigger hits, money-wise, maybe. Maybe.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. Now I have the gist.
Yeah, now you're going to fucking crush it.
Crush it, like Mark Wahlberg holding a tiny bird.
Holding anything.
Careful with your nuts, young man.
Mm-hmm.
First title, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You want to buzz in early? There's had a lot of people in it. Second title, This Boy's Life.
Jesse.
What do you got?
Benicio del Toro.
Incorrect.
No, he wasn't in that one, yeah.
He was at one, yeah,
he was in one of them. All right, no guesses, Mark Rungayo?
The first one was Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. This Boy's Life. Sea of Love.
Ellen Burstyn.
Buzz in with your own name.
Ungayo Bilum.
Wait, which Ungayo?
Ungayo 420. Because there's 419
yeah, on Twitter. Ungayo 420 on Twitter. N-G-A-I-O.
And I totally, it's not Ellen Burstyn, it's the other one.
Right.
It's Ellen Barkin.
Ellen Barkin is correct. You,
there you go.
You fucked up to succeed.
Hey, man. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Ellen Barkin, she's the Cameron Diaz of the 80s, man. The crooked face. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. But
I just saw her in a thing called Very Very Good Girls, and also she was... Anyway.
She's great.
Name one more Ellen Barkin movie. And sometimes it could be...
Did you say Sea of Love?
Sometimes it could be TV. I said Sea of Love, This Boy's Life, Fear and Loathing. One more movie that has Ellen Barkin.
One more. What's the one where her and Lawrence Fishburne do it on the table? CIA?
I don't... None of that rings a bell to me. Are you sure you're not thinking of Event Horizon? Matrix? No.
She wasn't in The Matrix.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't have sex with Ellen Barkin on a table.
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look that shit up.
The movie they listed for her is called Drop Dead Gorgeous. Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Was it Nicole Kidman?
But Ngayo does have a point now.
Hey!
We got Ungayo 1, Jesse 1, and Mark.
Is that a movie?
Mark has a... What are you talking about over there?
I'll look it up.
I asked you.
They could have said Buckaroo Banzai.
Across the eighth dimension, sure.
She plays Penny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's probably my favorite Ellen Barkin.
Penny? Did Lawrence Fishburne take the blue pill?
You waited a long time for that.
Yeah, I did. It was too long. I admit it was too long.
Your joke lasts more than 4 hours.
All right. One more, and then if we have a tie, I do have a tiebreaker ready, so we might have to go to that.
Holy shit, the gambler is really fucking good.
Yeah, dude.
This is tough, dude.
You're still going to try to think of your favorite one?
I'm listing all my favorites.
Just naming every movie you've been in. You want to go back to Basketball Diaries?
Holy shit, dude, that's fucking good too.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a little part in Bicentennial Man?
Probably.
All right, here we go. Four credits. Doesn't always have to be movie titles. But guess what? This is fucked up. This is a famous person who only has one credit. It just has one thing in their top four. I have never seen that anywhere else on IMDb. It only lists one thing. And that one thing is Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Mark.
What do you got, Mark?
Justin Bieber?
Incorrect.
Shit. Well, that proves that that motherfucker can't do one thing, right?
I haven't looked at Bieber's, but it's probably that, and also
Zoolander 2.
He's in Zoolander 2. Yeah. So he's got at least a couple credits.
Pussy.
All right, so does Jesse or Ungayo have a guess?
Just the one thing?
Just that one thing.
And
who was involved in that movie in some way that would have an IMDb page, but that's the only thing listed.
Kanye.
It's not a terrible guess, but
I don't fucking know. Prince. I don't know. Just John Mayer. We could list a whole kind of lot of people. Roger Waters.
All right, well, buzz in with your own name before.
Charo.
Say your own name, and then... And then actually guess one of those things.
Nope.
Anything from you, Jesse?
No, man.
All right.
On that.
This is a weird one, but it's Usher.
Yeah, that makes sense. You
know, Usher Raymond.
I got Usher confused with Cisco, who I know was a DJ in another shitty movie. So that's why I didn't say Usher.
You really thought to say Usher?
Yeah, absolutely.
He shows up in this thing?
Absolutely.
Have you seen it?
What? No. I just know Usher was like his guy that like made him, right? So that's
oh, yeah, you're
that's
right. Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, okay.
You know.
I take it all back. You're right.
I don't know if Usher shows up
in
the movie. He's a credited producer. On it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Usher?
He took your ticket when you came in today.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
He's the
Congrats,
type of brother.
Usher
is the type of brother who's been having his own way doing his thing for years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we gotta do a tiebreaker,
then
you guys.
I saw this girl.
Yeah, we gotta do it. Shut the fuck up.
Tables around.
Tiebreaker.
Let's do it.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
No, he's not out because he could come back ahead of you guys, even though you're the ones that are tied.
All right. But he's got negative one.
He's got a chance, though, because he could get up to 4 points.
You're saying
points
there's
on
a chance.
Yeah. The first title, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm. Ungayo.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just guessing.
You're going to just hand this to Jesse.
Yeah, but dude, it's just a game.
Okay.
It is. It's just a game.
Fate, fortune favors the bold. John Turturro.
That is correct.
Boom! Hippie magic for the win.
Mark Wahlberg, do you have a guess what his next movie in his top four is?
Barton Fink.
And another one?
The Night Of is technically not a movie.
Nope. It could be in there, though, but it's not. Anything else?
Hold on. Miller's Crossing.
Nope. No, he was in Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon. Dark of the Moon.
Little known fact, that's a CGI John Turturro.
And he's also
actually played by Andy Serkis.
And his other two on the top four are Barton Fink and Do Transformers. So Ungayo is our winner.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I won't forget to say, why are you giving me this?
Oh.
I have no need for it. I need the ones. I need the
Swiss.
Shit. I need the
shitheads
from the
Swiss.
Losers.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. Does the 8-year-old have anything that he or she is against?
Naps.
Naps or a shithead? Does that work for you guys?
Or it looks to me like this 8-year-old's against drawing.
Mark, please. Don't be mean.
I believe the children are the future.
Listen at home. It's actually pretty.
Does
great.
Your child listen to this podcast?
Not anymore.
Good. Well, no, I mean, it's...
I said it's actually pretty great.
Oh, okay. Thanks for apologizing, Trump.
I technically did not apologize. I just said it's great.
Yeah. But same thing I'm saying about Trump. So, what, do you have a shithead?
Your friend?
Yeah, that's better than naps. Your friend whose boss?
Carter.
Okay, I got it.
My friend Carter's boss. Right. It sounds like a fucking Fox pilot.
I wasn't going to say it out loud, Mark, so I could save it for the end, but cool. now, Guy is enjoying some front row food.
I have the munchies, Doug.
You had a whole thing of corn dogs you gave away.
No, this hummus is different.
What are those things? Fried pickles. Get away from me.
I don't fuck with that.
I don't eat gluten, man.
That food looks like Donnie's career. I haven't seen anyone touch it.
Your friends what? Your friends what? I already forgot because all the continued talking. I got that. Your friends what? I know the name.
Boss.
Boss. Not ex-boss, current boss?
Bruce Springsteen?
Is this going to cause trouble? All right, so thank you for letting me get that information. Let's skip the plugs. Now, what do you got to plug, Jesse?
Yeah, go to jesseversuscancer.com. It's my podcast. Got tour dates, all this shit. And go there. You know, listen to that.
Yeah, got all the links.
Got all the links. Speed throw. Got all the links.
Nice. I should mention, I almost forgot again, because this is the part of the show where some reason the guests always make me forget what I want to say at the end. And I'm not blaming you guys specifically. It happens every time.
There's an algorithm.
So it's my fault. It's my problem. All of the people that I mentioned, De Niro, Barker, Barkin, Usher, and Turturro, they're all cast members in the new movie Hands of Stone. So if anybody had figured that out. And so Usher will have another
credit on
IMDb because he's in it. He plays like Sugar Ray or some shit, right?
Yes, the Roberto Duran biopic.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ngaya, what do you got to promote?
This Thursday, I'm at Zany's in Nashville. September 14th at the Momo Lounge above Harlow's, and then random harvest activities until the Emerald Cup in December in Santa Rosa.
I'm glad you got Santa Rosa, because I was like, where the fuck is Momo's above Harlow's?
That's in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
On J and 28th.
Oh, all right. So that piece of information should have been in there. But everyone lives in Sacramento.
Follow me on
knows
Twitter.
About it, right?
Exactly.
Ngayo420 on Twitter, you guys.
Oh, and buy my CD after the show.
You could be hanging out on the sidewalk?
Fuck yes.
Okay. Yeah. People know what that means. We're going to get rained on. The Super Duper Tournament of Championships should be... it is. It is now available in the Comedy Album section of iTunes for $2. So go grab that if you want. And Mark Wahlberg, what? Any final words from you?
Yeah. Go to your movie theater. I'm there. Oh, also, you're welcome.
Aaron, come get all your prizes. If you want to bring somebody with you to help carry everything, that's probably not a bad idea. We got the box.
What's in the box?
Don't look in the box!
What's in the box?
Do you guys want the corn dogs?
No.
I didn't think you would. But you got to take the Men's Health magazine. And these two bags. There you go. Thank you, Ngayo.
You're very welcome.
Super helpful. Does anybody in the audience want a donut real quick?
Nice catch.
It's an after-school special. Dan gets a donut. Apologies if I hit anybody with any of those, but I didn't have time to look. Thank you to all of my guests, Mark Wahlberg and Ngaio Bealum and Jesse Case. Yeah, get those mini corn dogs. And, my friend Carter's boss is a shithead. And thank you to Zanies. Thank you to everybody for coming. And Fred Matthews, Doctor of Organic Chemistry at Austin, PA. How do you say that?
Austin P.
P.
Austin P.
But it's got a Y at the end?
Yeah.
P with a Y at the end? Austin P. State University is a shithead.
Thanks again to our pals at Loot Crate. Looking for gear, collectibles, houseware, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises? We've got you covered. Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than $20 a month. Get ready for September's high-octane theme, speed. This month's Loot Crate has high-octane assortment of goodies from Batman, CW's The Flash and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds. If you have a style need, you'll love our Speed Lootwear collection. It's a little pricier, but it features Sonic socks for when you gotta go fast, a Transformer wearable for your world-saving needs, and a winning Mario Kart tee and more. This Lootwear collection is gonna zoom away quick. You've only got whichever version you choose, Lootwear or Loot Crate, you only have to the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room